This is Wicked Rhody, a wicked good podcast about Rhode Island events and life. Hey there, everybody. How's it going? My name's Mary Larson.
And I am Ben DeCastro. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining us as we cross yet another month off the 2019 calendar. We are now into October, and I guess that makes it official with all the fall festivals and flavors. It now really happens, even though...
Oh, it's here.
Fall started, you know, a few weeks back, but this will be our first really foray into fall-like weather this weekend, where the flannel and the vests, puffy vests, as my
the
wife...
boots. Yeah. All the boots.
All the boots. They will all be all out in full force, so... Good luck there.
I'm so excited. I love this weather. This is my heaven weather. You know what I mean? Where you can go out, you can sleep with the windows open now that the ragweed is going away and the allergies are starting to go away. And you got that crisp when you wake up. And I love layers. I just like being able to like walk out the door with everything you need. Granted, though, you have to still generally peel them off later on in the day. But this is when it gets to be my favorite time of the year.
Yeah, I don't like filling my oil tank. That's the only thing I don't like doing, and that'll have to happen soon.
Yes, it will.
I ventured down to the basement this morning, and I looked, and I said, oh, buddy, you're about to start working again overtime, I'm sure. But
that's it. That's
you know, comes with the territory. Now, you posted a photo up on the various social pages that is getting quite the response, as it were. I believe you posted it on the day of the recording, which is Wednesday. This comes out Thursday. An ever so adorable photo of one Mr. Executive Producer Blake Larson standing next to, I would assume, is his most favorite decor ever.
Oh, of all time. It is a 9 foot tall inflatable ghost on top of a very happy pumpkin. It's a very chipper, you know, family friendly kind of inflatable, but it is 9 feet tall.
Yeah.
And yeah, this is the bane of my husband's existence.
Decorations in general or specifically inflatable ones?
Specifically inflatable ones. And this one I purchased on a whim. Amazon, like just like Facebook, they know your soul. And it suggested it to me several years ago after I had my son. And I thought, of course I need this. This is my baby's first Halloween. Of course I need this decor. So I bought it. It was on sale. And since then, it is a tradition, you know, that like on the first or second, as it was yesterday, of October, the kids literally know. We move the calendar. We switch it on up to October. And they say, where's the big ghost? And my husband begrudgingly goes to the garage, gets it out, and he's every year hoping they're going to forget, but it lights them up. But it also lights up. The ghost turns around and waves. Our neighborhood kids can't get enough of it because we live near the bus stop, and yet we are the house, guys. We are the house that has that giant, annoying inflatable, and my husband hangs his head in shame this entire month.
Now, you see, here's the deal. We don't decorate the outside of a house really for anything. I mean, around the holidays, you know, we put I shouldn't say that. There's a couple pumpkins on the front steps now. There's, you know, usually like a little bit of a swag on the front door for, you know, Thanksgiving or whatnot and Christmas, you know, there's a wreath. But we don't go overly big with the various decorations. And even with Little Foster Man, I can't necessarily see us going overly big with decor. But there's a guy in my neighborhood who, I'm just going to call him out, 2 weeks ago started with the zombies on the front lawn. And it's so tacky. I mean, it is just so tacky. I mean, and there's a head through a piece of rebar with blood, and it's just like, what are you doing?
You know, there are people who live for this. Yeah. Oh, they probably, as soon as the first leaf started to change, he was like, it's fall. It's time.
And it's like one of the first houses you see when you drive into the little neighborhood area. So, like, I'm not just, it's so tacky. I'm sorry. It's just, I mean, all right, you want to do it the week of Halloween, fine. But the second week of September.
Oh, he's ready. He's ready. Does he also do Christmas bake, or is he really like Halloween runs through his veins?
I don't remember Christmas.
Yeah, so he's a Halloween guy.
Oh, well, clearly. Well, he's just like a Day of the Walking Dead guy.
Yes.
Over there.
It's just, and it's hysterical that it's the entrance to your neighborhood.
It's just, and it's so like, purposely, I've made sure that, you know, I'm distracting the little foster man looking the other way when we drive by, because I don't want to freaking him out.
No, no.
He's 2 years old. I mean...
I know, and yet that's exactly what 90% of Halloween decorations are. You're so right. It's like bones and blood and gross things. And
the kid's been through enough in life. I mean, he doesn't need to think that the home where hopefully eventually will become his forever home, they're one street over, you've got to worry about, you know, that.
Yeah.
It's like, I just... and the... My only thing about inflatables, all right, that's fine. It doesn't bother me. Wait a second. Hold on. This is because this is going totally, you know, totally off the script here.
Bring it on.
We went to a store the other day to pick up some groceries, and they had inflatables there.
Yep.
Little Foster Man did not like it.
Really?
He was freaked out by the dragon. He's no dada. No dada. And I'm all right, buddy. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Sorry. And it really kind of, you know, I'm like, okay, you know, just making a note. But look, he hasn't had it as bad as some kids in the foster care system have had.
Yeah.
But. I get sensitive to that kind of stuff. Okay, what's going to freak him out? Like any parent would. The only thing I don't like about inflatable is during the day, it looks like Halloween at Chernobyl or Christmas at Chernobyl on the front lawn because everything's just kind of on the front grass.
See, our electric bill is going to be out of control from now through January 6th, the 12th day of Christmas. So I'm all about keeping the inflatable up during the day. I mean, heck, you're putting it up for the kids.
Right.
And if it just comes up at night, they're in bed.
National Grid will be sending you a thank you note. Thank you for your extra contributions to their 401k program.
Oh, we do. We get the thing where it's like, do you want to see how you perform compared to your neighbors? Because to me, the holiday season starts October 1st, baby. Yeah, we lead the pack, I believe.
I'd rather not know. Thank you, though. But I appreciate the email. So, whatever you're doing, folks, what's your take on all this? We'd love to hear from you.
Yes.
Feel free to sound off on the social pages. Go find Mary's lovely photo of Blake and tell us what you think. You can head over that. And, of course, we always love hearing from you. But if you tuned in while you're on the road getting work or errands done, listen and enjoy the episode. If you hear something that piques your interest, we'll have all the links and info on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com. All right, Mary, Wicked Interesting this week. What do you got to kick
going
off
October? Spooky, man.
Oh,
going
okay.
Spooky.
Fantastic.
We're in a theme right now. There's a photographic scavenger hunt happening at a graveyard. A cemetery enthusiast, Peggy Malcolm, and the rest of the Warwick Commission on Historical Cemeteries are doing a photographic scavenger hunt at the Brayton Cemetery in Warwick. Now, this is a family-friendly event, and it is also free. It's happening Saturday from 2 to 4, so totally like family-friendly hours. But maybe you yourself like to, you know, peruse through cemeteries, especially this spooky time of year. And this will be done in a way that is a little more tactfully done. You don't want to, you know, be running amok in cemeteries. That's disrespectful. But this way, it's going to be more of a scavenger hunt, and it's going to be a 6-acre cemetery where you're going to be able to enjoy the fresh air, look for specific items. There will be some modest prizes awarded. But during this time, you get a cool history lesson, too. You're going to learn about the Civil War, some local Rhode Island history, and also a proper way, some demonstrations of cleaning headstones. So look at that. You get a little, you know, scavenger hunt, get a little history lesson, and you're in a spooky graveyard.
Perfect.
That sounds like a perfect October activity, right?
Fantastic.
So that is what's wicked interesting. And now, here's what's wicked fun in the 401.
and gentlemen, it is the Great Townie Pumpkin Festival leading off our Wicked Fun in the 401. Townie, when I say Townie, you say East Providence. Townie.
East Providence.
There you go. Or Riverside, technically. I mean, it's all part and parcel to the whole thing there. But this will be happening at the Loof Carousel in Riverside on Sunday from 11 to 4. It is the Great Townie Pumpkin Festival. Now, listen, it's their 7th annual. They have all sorts of great stuff always happening over there. They'll have, obviously the carousel moving around, but they'll have some children's activities, including the Dave Marchetti's Animal Experience, the pumpkin decorating. They'll have 25 different vendors as well. So it's just a great time to check out and. They'll have, I'm sure there'll be face painting. They'll have the pumpkin growing contest. They'll have food, which is always delicious. This, of course, is sponsored by the East Providence Firefighters Local 850 and the East Providence Police Department and Webster Bank. Great supporters over there of a wonderful, fantastic time over there at the Loof Carousel. You don't want to miss that. That's happening. We did take the little foster man over to the Loof Carousel.
Oh, really?
We did. We went on one of those sensory-friendly days because he is not too big a fan of the music or the sounds, as we've learned. So we went on a sensory-friendly day, and that was much more enjoyable for him.
As he could handle, as he wanted.
But no, it's always a great time over there. We love it over there. So, Mary, what do you got?
Awesome. Well, if you want to feel wicked smart, if you're one of those people who, when you're just perusing on YouTube, maybe you stumble across some TEDx videos and then all of a sudden you've been down the rabbit hole and your mind is blown with all these amazing conversations that you've been able to listen to. Believe it or not, we're going to be having our 8th annual year in a row TEDx Providence happening this Saturday at the Vets. So, of course, we know, love the Vets. It's such an amazing,
beautiful
venue, and beautiful, there's going to be tons of great speakers and performances going on. There will actually be food trucks coming during lunch break, so you won't have to stray far because, us Rhode Islanders, we think that a small distance is actually wicked far. And, of course, the Vets, it's, next to the mall. Maybe you want to have a little something different than mall food. Well, don't worry because there's going to be Fanchisical, Hometown Pokey, HD80 Incredible, and Coco. I hope I'm saying that right. If not, I apologize. But lots of different food trucks will be there. And of course, just people with ideas worth spreading. This is a great, great event to check on out. And I love to watch TEDx videos, TED videos on YouTube. And just to know that you're able to now do this in real life. I feel like there's so many things that we do. We watch online and we experience it. And then to be like at a TED Talk, like in real life, you're going to feel like a whole new person. So check that on out at the Vets on Saturday.
Fantastic. Hey, folks, October is Fire Prevention Month, and there is a Fire Prevention Family Day happening down in Newport on Sunday from 11 to 3 p.m. over at Easton's Beach, right there at the carousel. They'll have face painting. They'll have the Newport County Radio Club. They'll have the smoke trailer, the rock wall, the vehicle extrication demonstration, and so much more. So if you want to check that out, it'll be going on. The smoke trailer is really cool for kids because it teaches them. It's set up like a bedroom. Or a few different rooms, rather, in your home. And it teaches them how to, in the environment, they use like theater smoke.
Okay.
And it teaches them how to crawl and just kind of gives them a little bit of an experience. Okay, look, you can do this. Don't be freaked out by the first time you see it. Mm-hmm. And teaches them, if they ever woke up and there was smoke in their bedroom, how to stay low and get out of the house. The Newport County Radio Club will be there as well as the rock wall, so you can get a little exercise in. And a vehicle extrication demonstration, that's always fun. They use the jaws of life, the spreaders, the cutters, and all that other stuff. And
wow.
Teach you, in case there's a bad accident, that's how they get you out. So that will be happening, like I said, on Sunday over at Easton's Beach, otherwise known as First Beach, for the locals, the locals there. But and just remember, this year's theme is not every hero wears a cape. Plan and practice your escape. So plan, practice, escape, PPE. So otherwise stands for personal protective equipment in the fire field.
Look at
but
that.
Man, well, you know, it's an acronym.
You in
for
the
everything.
Know with all these? You're just Mr. In the Know. I love it. Well, I'll tell you what I know about. I know about beer. And
okay. Beer and fire always go well together.
Hey, you know, as a girl who grew up in Warwick, really excited because the Abenog Brewing Company, right, in that little special historical section of Warwick, they are celebrating their 1 year anniversary on Sunday from 12 to 6. So go on over and celebrate. Great friends, great beers, meals, all exciting energy going into their second year. So there's going to be free door giveaways, raffles. There's going to be Bully Boy Distillers on hand offering samples and serving some specialty cocktails. And then the head brewer will be pouring samples of their barrel-aged Belgian-style dark strong ale, perfect for October, and answering questions about the limited release. So if you're someone who is a fan of local brewing, this is a great time to go check out another little, you know, place that's popped up here in the Ocean State.
Very cool.
Totally different than fire,
yeah.
But I got you.
All right, it's our Wicked Family friendly pick, but it's an actual extra week out because we wanted to make you aware and give you plenty of time to sign up for the 12th annual Ronald McDonald House Providence Women's Classic Arden Engineering 5K Road Race, and of course it is also the Cardi's Furniture and Mattress. I only worked there for 15 years.
I was about to say, whoa.
Still do a lot of, yeah, just it's only my seventh cup of coffee, folks. The Cardi's Furniture and Mattresses. One-mile walk. So this is a great, great day. It's a women's-only road race, but there is plenty of fun for kids and families as well. There's kids' mile races on the Brown Track. They'll have the free races happening as well for kids ages 4 through 12, which is always fun. Then there's the festival, where there's the climbing wall, obstacle course, there's a soccer kick. You can score a goal on the Brown soccer team's goal and much more, which is very cool. And all the proceeds benefit the Ronald McDonald House Providence, which is near and dear to our hearts, a wonderful organization, literally the house that love built, and it's for the home away from home for the families of critically ill children. So it is a qualifying race if you are a runner and you need to get certain amount of miles or something in. And again, it's one of the only female-only races.
Very cool.
So there you go. So have fun with that. So it's happening, like I said, on Sunday, October 13th. It's a wonderful event over there on the east side of Providence. Mary, you showed up randomly one of those years. Just because you heard my voice, I was emceeing. I won't be there this year, unfortunately, it's due to travel. I won't be there to emcee it this year, but go check it out. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful event. That's right, folks. No matter where you are in Rhode Island, you're never more than 18 and a half miles from either the Massachusetts, Connecticut, or the ocean. So it's, I said the Massachusetts, the Connecticut. It's
the Facebook.
The Look Facebook. Well, you know, it's we're very formal here, but it's the 7th annual Kidzapalooza happening over in Fall River at People Incorporated on Saturday from noon to 4 p.m. So our East Bay folks, and if you're just, you know, in the West Bay or you're up in the Providence area, you want to head on over to downtown Fall River for music, dance, arts and crafts, games, giveaways, fire safety, bubble fun, free snacks, and so much more.
Bubble fun? You got
bubble
me.
Fun.
I'm
bubble
good to
fun.
Go. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to have big bubbles. The activities will be taking place at various points within an easy walking distance of the People Incorporated office, which is on South Main Street in Fall River. And it's a fun event. And if you've ever had questions about what People Incorporated do, if you're a Massachusetts resident, they offer wonderful resources for you. But Kidzapalooza is just a fun, fun event. And they'll have stuff from like the Fall River YMCA, across the Fall River Police and Fire Departments will be down there. Recreation, which is a wonderful arts community over there in Fall River. Food, performing arts, and it just you can't beat that. It beat that at all. So go over there. They'll have like sidewalk chalk. They'll have the the face painting, coloring, snacks. Did I mention free
everything?
Snacks? Yeah.
Hey, so, if there's snacks, kids will be happy.
Very
That's
happy.
That's all my kids ask for.
They'll be very happy. Very happy from noon to four on the Kids of Palooza 7th annual hosted by People Incorporated. So go check that out, Mary.
It's so funny. You get to listen to all these events week after week and get all this inspiration about things you can do with yourself, your friends, your family. But there might be this little part of you every once in a while that says, you know, I just want to do good for, like, good sake. I just want to help others. Well, don't worry, because we here at Wicked Roadie partner with the United Way to help spread word about wonderful opportunities for you and those family and friends if they want to pitch in to volunteer in and around Rhode Island.
Absolutely, we do. RISE, Rhode Island Sponsoring Education, is looking for volunteer mentors. They provide educational opportunities and mentoring to children of incarcerated parents, and they're looking for volunteers to mentor children who are ages 7 through 15. Now, mentors and mentees spend at least 6 hours per month engaged in community-based activities together, and a minimum commitment of 1 year is required. So if you're 21 years or older and you have access to a car, reach out to Caitlin over there at RISE and see what it's all about. Learn about it, and you can really be making a very positive difference and a positive experience for a kid who, you know, it's got some bigger things happening.
Yeah.
You can positively affect just a small portion of their lives, but it would be huge.
Agreed. Well, a different topic, but of course we all know we live and love the ocean here in Rhode Island, the Ocean State, and Save the Bay is looking for international coastal cleanup volunteers to help pick up trash and record what you find in conjunction with the international coastal cleanup. So they're going to be at Oakland Beach on the 17th of this month from 2 to 4, Tongue Pond on the 24th from 12 to noon, and Patuxent Park on November 2nd from 9 to 2. So this is like, if you're scientific and you're learning all about this cleaning up our ocean, this looks pretty darn cool to pick up the trash and then record it to know where it's coming from.
Very cool. If you want to learn more about the United Way Rhode Island, or if you're in the need of assistance yourself, just visit their website or simply dial 211 and get connected to the help that you need. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as we said in the beginning, anything you heard on this podcast can be found by visiting our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
That's right. And we love to be social, and you guys are taking such stunning photos at all the different apple orchards and pumpkin events. People love to gram pumpkins.
Yeah.
It is like, it is the thing right now.
It's
in those
hashtag.
Boots with those vests. Well, you know, you can hashtag Wicked Roadie. That way other people can learn about this podcast. Do us a favor this weekend when you're out with family and friends. Show them how to find a podcast on their phone. There's a lot of people who don't even know that there's a podcast app already downloaded on their phone. Downloaded. I can say that word. Downloaded on their phone. So do them a favor. Hook them up. Show them Wicked Roadie.
That's right. If you want to get your message directly into the earbuds of our listeners, just email us, wickedroadiepodcast@gmail.com. There'll be a video coming out very soon on our socials, so keep your eye peeled for that, for a recent experience we did. Or you can just reach out to us also on Facebook, and we'd love to work with you.
That's right. Well, until next time, I'm Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro.
And you've been listening to Wicked Roadie. We'll have more for you next Thursday.
Yeah, we will.